President Donald Trump and the Bushes. He is attending the state funeral of former President Bush, happening right now in Washington. But as AP Sagar Magani reports, Mr. Trump will not be eulogizing Mr. Bush.
Since he began lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda Monday evening, there's been a steady stream of visitors to his flag-draped casket, with many braving an hours-long wait in the chill last night to get inside. Earlier in the day, George W. Bush went to see his dad and shook hands with members of the public. A few who filed by his remains used the same words to describe the 41st president: sincere and decent.
That's AP Sagar Magani reporting. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team is recommending no jail time for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who is due to be sentenced later this month. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Prosecutors in a court filing ahead of sentencing say Michael Flynn provided so much information toward the Russia investigation, he shouldn't do any time in jail for lying to the FBI about meeting with a Russian diplomat and discussing sanctions. The Mueller team says Flynn participated in 19 interviews, providing crucial firsthand insight. As part of his plea deal, Flynn said that members of Trump's inner circle, including son-in-law Jared Kushner, directed him to reach out to foreign leaders in the weeks before Trump took office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iran is guilty of crimes against humanity for covering up the mass executions of at least 5,000 political prisoners 30 years ago. That is according to a new report from Amnesty International. The human rights group wants the United Nations to open an inquiry into the killings and disappearances in 1988, which targeted supporters of Iranian opposition groups. Many families still don't know what happened to their loved ones since they disappeared. This is VOA News. The U.S. announced Tuesday it's giving Russia until early February to fully comply with the 1987 intermediate